Welcome to a fantastic word from Pastor Marcus Dunham, an associate pastor here at Golden Triangle Church on the Rock in Southeast Texas. We are so glad you're joining us. For more information about Golden Triangle Church on the Rock Ministries, visit our website, cotr.com. Enjoy the word.
As we are approaching 2025, I wanted to prepare a message that would speak to our now. And today we're going to talk about finishing strong. I'm going to encourage you to turn your Bibles to Philippians in chapter 4, and we're going to go there in just a moment. But here in just a few days, in just 3 days, we're going to be ushering in the new year, 2025. How exciting that's going to be. And the new year, it brings opportunities. It brings opportunities for new beginnings. And I don't know about you, but I love the new year. It is a great opportunity, and it's opportunity for resolutions. It's opportunity for fresh starts. It's just so many things that come with it. Even having a new outlook on life, even having a new vision, it's exciting, and so many people get behind it. But before we get to the new year, we have a chance to close this one out in a strong way. And today marks the last Sunday of 2024. And while many and most will be setting their sights on 2025, which I have as well, I'm sure you have as well, today I want to focus on ending this year. And the reason is because of the opportunity that lies within it. There is such great opportunity with the end of something. It's obviously true that the new year, in something that is new, something that is fresh, something that is the beginning of something, it obviously offers opportunity. But there is great opportunity also in the ending, in finishing things. Some of the leaders that God placed in my life, coaches and father figures in my life, taught me a lot of things. And one of the things that I remember them teaching me is to finish things strong. And it may have been in the form of, when you do something, do it the right way. If you're going to do something, make sure you finish it. Don't start something and not finish it. And it's something that I learned. But also, something that taught me is the game of basketball, taught me the importance of finishing. It doesn't matter what we do in life, it teaches us. Whatever we do in life, it has the opportunity to teach us. And the game of basketball taught me the importance of finishing. And it doesn't matter what sport it is, whatever ball game it is, whenever you can get out to a fast start, and that's a plus, but it's important to be able to finish. In basketball, you can be down 20 points, you can get off to a slow start, and you can struggle to score in the first quarter, but a good team still finds a way to win because they know how to finish. And finishing strong, it matters. Finishing strong matters. Anybody can start something, but when you can learn to finish it, you've learned something that is important. It's a value that is important to have. As a young man, I enjoyed starting things, but it was Coach Rodney Gibson who encouraged me to learn how to finish things, to finish what I started. And I'm so glad for Coach in my life. I'm so glad for the people in my life that taught me the importance of finishing. And so, before we get to 2025, I believe that God is wanting to encourage us to finish strong. In fact, the Bible teaches us this as well. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8 says, "Better is the end of a thing than its beginning." Better is the end of a thing than its beginning. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. I thought this verse was very interesting and very telling. Better is the end. Now, obviously, with new beginnings, obviously, the writer, Solomon knew that beginnings came with new excitement and new energy, new vigor and new synergy behind it. However, it was still saying that even though the beginning is good, more focus should be on the end because the end is better. Now, Ecclesiastes is a book of wisdom in the Old Testament, and it's written by the wisest man to have ever lived, King Solomon. And King Solomon was somebody who started off right. He had a great start. God blessed him with wisdom. God blessed him with wealth, and he honored God in everything that he did. He started off right. However, somewhere in the middle, he got off course. And towards the end of his life, writing Ecclesiastes, he got back on the right track, and he wanted to share wisdom of what he learned and the importance of finishing strong. You know, I'm sure that he, looking back, that he wished that he had the end in sight rather than just focusing off where he came from, of what he had, of all the things that he had. It would have been important for him to focus on where he was going. And while this is something that is important for us to know, it's not just something that is good to hear. It's not just a good opinion. It's not just something that sounds good. This is coming straight from the Bible, straight from the Word of God. It's important for us to focus on the end because how we finish matters. So what I want to do is look to see how we can finish this year out strong. Because we can't do anything about the past. But we can do something to ensure that before we get to the new year, that we ensure that we finish this one out. You know, before you can ever go to another grade, you have to be able to finish the grade first. If my daughter wants to get to sixth grade and get to middle school, she's going to have to finish this grade strong. That's the only way she's going to get to sixth grade is if she finishes. And in order to get there, she has to pass a test. And that's something that we see in the Word of God. Even the Israelites, before they can pass into the Promised Land, they had to pass a test. And they took that test for 40 years. Same for us. Before we can enter, we can go into a new year, and we see a lot of people wiping the slate clean and say, you know what, forget it. I'm just going to start the new year. But the problem is that we go into the new year facing the same test. So it's important for us to know how to finish strong. And to do that, we're going to go to Philippians 4. And we're going to look at what Paul the Apostle had to say to the church in Philippi. I'm reading in verses 11 through 13. It says this: I have learned in whatever situation that I am in to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. Verse 13, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Now, let's give a little context to this because I think it'll help us on how we're going to move forward with this scripture. Paul the Apostle wrote this while he was in prison. And he was in prison not knowing what was coming next. Now, we know, as we have gone through the prison epistles, we know that Paul the Apostle went on, got out of prison, and went on to his next assignment. However, when he wrote this, he did not know that. He didn't know what was coming next. In fact, in chapter 1, he writes, to live is Christ. If I was to live, it's Christ. But if I die, it's gain. Whatever God has a plan for me, I'm going to approach it knowing that it's God's plan for my life. He had no idea. In fact, in chapter 3, he says that for me, I'm forgetting what lies behind, and I'm going to focus on what's ahead, and I press forward onto the prize that is Christ Jesus. He was talking about finishing strong, because it's up to, you know, to for all he knew, he was at the end of his life. And his goal was to finish strong. And this is what he had to share with the church in Philippi. And so there are three things that I thought that we could pull out to help apply for us this year to close it out the right way. Three things. Number one is to be grateful for what God has done. This year, we can finish out strong by being grateful for what God has done. Paul, he says that in whatever situation, I've learned to be content. I've learned to be content. He said that he had learned to be content of what he had, to be grateful for where he was, to be grateful for what God had done in his life. And we know if you read through the epistles, you learn that the Apostle Paul went through a lot of difficulty. He had a lot of trials and faced a lot of trauma. In fact, he says it here, that he learned what it meant to abound and also to be brought low. He knew what it was like and knew this. He learned the secret, he says, in facing plenty, but also being in hunger, of being in abundance and also being in need. He learned that at the end of the day, in facing all these different situations, he learned to be content, to be grateful, because it was God who was strengthening him the entire way. He learned to be grateful. And I think it's important, looking back at our year, there have been some highs and there have been some lows. There have been some good times and there have been some difficult times. But one thing that we can do is look back and be thankful and grateful that we're here today. We're here. You're here. And you're here not just based off your wisdom, not just your strength, but of God's favor on your life. His favor is on you. It rests on you, and you're here today because of it. Sure, things have been difficult. Sure, there have been some times that wasn't easy. However, God has brought you through. And it's something that we can be thankful for. You know, if it's easy to only pay attention to the negative things that have happened. It's easy to only focus on the things that have been hard. But how important it is for us to be grateful for what God has done, for the good things that he has given us, and to be thankful and to let him know about it. God, thank you. That is something it's important for us to do, to be grateful for what God has done in our life. That's first. Secondly, something else that we see is the importance for us to reflect and to reconnect. Paul, he says that I have learned in whatever situation to be content. He learned because he was looking back and reflecting on what on all that he had gone through and all that God had taught him, that he was able to provide something. He's able to pull away something from what he had learned, from what he had gone through. The only way that he could do that is by reflecting. And the only way that we can learn from our mistakes, to learn from our past, is to reflect, is to look back and to be thankful for what God has done and also for what he has taught us. What has the Lord taught you this year? What has he taught you in the high times? What has he taught you in the low times? What have you learned in the things that you have gone through? It's important for us to reflect and also to reconnect with those things, to reconnect with what God has done. Because if not, we can go through into the next year and not learning what the Lord wants us to learn. There's opportunity in learning what we've gone through. whether it be for your family, for your marriage, whether it be for your finances, whether it be for your future. Whatever it may be, we're learning things and God is bringing us through. You know, we learn from our successes, but we also learn from our failures. We learn from the things that are great, and we also can learn things when in times of difficulty. There is opportunity, but it's important for us to reflect on it. Paul, he came away with a takeaway. His takeaway was that he learned to be content. That in every situation that God was in control, that he didn't have to worry about it, because whatever he was facing, he knew that it was God strengthening him in the first place. So his takeaway here was to be content. And he didn't keep it to himself. He shared it with the Philippians. It's important that when we can look back, we can find a takeaway or two to add to our life as we approach the new year. Let us reflect. Let us be grateful and let us prepare for the new year by doing what Paul did. That is to trust in the Lord, to trust in God. You know, Paul, he ended his time in prison only to begin a new assignment. The end of one thing is the beginning of another. And through it, what he learned is the importance of him just trusting in the Lord. That he doesn't have to worry. He can trust in God. And it's important that going into the new year, we can prepare ourselves by reconnecting with him. Trusting in him again. Maybe somewhere on the line, you kind of, you know, lost faith. Maybe you kind of got off track a little bit. Well, it's okay because we can reconnect with him. We can place our faith and our trust in him again going into the new year saying, God, I trust you. And many times we trust God in many areas of our life except for that one area. Maybe we look back and realize, man, God, I'm sorry. I'm gonna trust you, Lord, with my marriage. I'm sorry for trying to do it on my own. I'm gonna trust you with my family. I'm gonna trust you with my finances. I'm not gonna try to do it on my own, but Lord, I'm gonna trust you. I'm gonna partner with you to trust in the Lord approaching the new year. We can prepare for it by simply trusting in him. Because in between the beginning and the end is the process. The process is so important because the process shows what we believe. The beginning is important. The end is even more important. Keeping the end in sight is the goal. But the process is where we live. The process is where God is. He is with us in the process, but it requires us to have faith and to trust in him. I want to encourage you to trust God through the process of next year. And we can do that by trusting in him now. So a few takeaways in all of this. Number one, I want to encourage you to find your takeaway. Find your takeaway for 2024. What has the Lord taught you this year? What have you learned from this past year? Whether it be in your successes or your failures. Whether it be when things were good or whether it be when times weren't so good. When things were easy, when things were hard. What is it? I know you're probably thinking about it right now. Think on it. What has the Lord taught you? Reflect on this past year and discover what you have learned. I want to encourage you to write it down. Write it down and value it. Remember it, because that's how we graduate into the next year. That's how we graduate into the next season to ensure that we do not repeat the things that we struggled with the year before. And I want to encourage you to share it with others. Because that takeaway is like gold. It's like gold. One of the things that I took to heart that people, that many of you actually shared with me, it was a takeaway that you had throughout your life, was to value your time with your kids when they're young. And you know what? I have taken that to heart. I really chose to value those words, because many times people say it and then it comes in and it rolls off of you. But I really have taken that to heart and valued my time. I'm trying so hard to value my time with my kids when they're young. And I want to thank you for that. For those who have shared that with me, I want to thank you for that. It's meant something to me. You know, what you share, your takeaway means more than you think to somebody. And it will speak volumes, not just to you, but to someone else. If you can take a moment and think on it and apply it to your life, and it will be gold for someone else. One of my takeaways, you know, I was thinking about this last night, and there were so many that I wrote down. But one of the things was the importance of leaning on your relationship with God. Leaning on Him. Whenever you don't know what the future brings, you can lean on Him. Lean on your relationship with the Lord. It's so important not to pass over those times. And many times the Lord is speaking to us in the places that we have been with Him. In the places that you have been with the Lord, He is going to speak to you on it. I've also learned the importance of investing time with family. Not just my family and my home, but also my extended family. The importance of investing in relationships. Those are things that I've valued and things that I'm looking to share with others. I want to encourage you to ponder and find your takeaway. Number two, be thankful for what God has done. Be thankful for what God has done in 2024. Before we get to 2025 and we start planning our goals and we start planning out our vision board and we start setting, resolutions for our life, let's close this year out by finding our takeaway and also being grateful for what God has done. And that may require us to look back and think, oh, you know what? God did do that for me. God, thank you. Man, what a blessing it is for God whenever we tell Him thank you in a real way. But what a blessing it is for you as well. Whenever we could take a moment and be thankful for what God has done. 2024 probably has been difficult for some, and probably more difficult for others. But there are still things where we can take a moment and we can be thankful. God, thank you. Be thankful. And whenever you are thankful, it rolls off on other people. People can tell. And you know, while there are things we could complain about, there is much more to be thankful for, and it rolls off on people. People catch that. It's something that you can catch. You guys know what I'm talking about? When you're around certain people, that you just, there's just something about them that you kind of want in your life as well. And the people who are thankful, you kind of want that too. You want that for your life as well. When we and maybe that is you. I want to encourage you. I want to thank you for being that. I want to encourage you to find things this year to be thankful for. Maybe even share them with somebody else. And then lastly, I want to encourage you to trust God for 2025. Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. And what He has done this year, no doubt there are reasons why He is showing you and why you should trust Him for next year. No doubt you're going to have resolutions. No doubt you're going to have goals. No doubt you're going to have visions, for 2025. Pastor Ron is going to give us vision for 2025 for our church. But before we pass over the threshold between 2024 and 2025 on Wednesday, let me encourage you to make the decision that you're going to trust God from this year on. What a focus it gives us, knowing that no matter what happens, I'm going to trust in the Lord like Paul was. to learn to be content that no matter what happens in my life, whether it's up or down, I'm going to trust that he's going to strengthen me and he's going to help me through it. Because God is not just a God of beginnings, he is also a God of finishing. He's going to help you to finish this year and to be in order to begin your new assignment for next year. So let us finish strong. Let us finish strong this year by being grateful and reflecting, preparing for the new year. Let us find our takeaway and be thankful for what God has done. In doing so, we will finish this year out the right way. Amen? Because how you finish matters. Amen? Let's pray. Father, I just thank you, Lord, God, that you are a God of finishing. Lord, thank you, God, that you are the finisher of our faith. Jesus, thank you for finishing the work on the cross. And Lord, thank you, God, that you are going to bring everything to a completion one day. And Lord, I pray that as we are here today, that you would help us to finish this year out strong. Lord, I pray that you would bless your people. Lord, I pray that you would meet needs. God, I pray that you would encourage us today. And Lord, as we look back, I pray, God, that you would teach us what we need to learn going into 2025. Lord, we are going to trust in you. And Lord, we are thankful for all that you have done in our life. If you believe that, say amen.
Thanks again for joining us for this incredible word from Pastor Marcus Dunham. Visit COTR.com and subscribe to our social media platforms to stay up to date. As well, receive more encouraging messages from our pastors and details of the work we're doing both in our community and communities like ours around the world. Today and every day, God bless.